Well, you know, we got weather on the ooze, and here is Bill Snyder, who is going to have the facts and the answers for all of our weather thoughts, although some of us aren't able to think because it's just too darn cold. What do you got to say? What do you got to say for yourself, Bill? It is.
Isn't that the truth, John? Wow. It really is turned around in a hurry on us, hasn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
I've been following it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, remarkably cold, yes?
Yes, it is. It has been remarkably cold, and that started, you know, this commenced about a little over a week ago, John. We flipped the pattern, and wow. So if you look at the late November to early December period, which, you know, we're only 4 days into the month now here in December, if you look at that period, John, we are now averaging just 26 degrees, which is 10.4 degrees below normal. And again, you know, I like to use Midway data because it's constant data at one location. It hasn't been moved around. Observation sites haven't been moved around. That is the 11th coldest of the past near 100 years.
Oof.
And it's the coldest such period, John, in nearly a half a century. You got to go all the way back to 1977 to find a late November, early December period this cold. We're averaging, again, 26 degrees. The last time was 1977. We were averaging 25.1. So that puts us in about the coldest 10% of periods on record. And you know, it's been snowy too, John. And what's interesting is there's a definite correlation between putting snowpack on the ground and getting cold temperatures. And, you know, the fact is that when you put a cover of snow on the ground in, you know, the Arctic tundra regions of far northwest Canada, and set the stage for very cold air. Snow cover, as we've talked about, is highly reflective. It has a high albedo, which means that it reflects away from sunlight before it can warm up, you know, before the air can warm up here at the surface. So that's why we've been so cold. And, you know, this snow cover is not going anywhere anytime soon, I'm afraid. We had a high today, John, of just 21 degrees. Do you know that looking at this date, December the 4th, it has only been colder than that three times in the past 154 years of weather records.
Wow.
Last time was 1991. It was 13 degrees. And then you got to go all the way back to 1895 when it was 18 and 1893 when it was 20. So, I mean, this is really, really rare stuff when you consider, you know, it's we expect cold weather this time of the year. But to be this cold is pretty rare when you consider that the normal high is still in the low 40s. So we're about 20 degrees below normal. We had a low this morning of 7 officially in Chicago at O'Hare. We had some areas that dropped down as low as 3-4 below zero out in the Fox Valley, Aurora, to name one of the locations. But we haven't been that cold, John, since the 20th of February when we got down to 4 degrees. So this is some pretty mean stuff for this early in the year. But what's interesting is as cold as it is here, as we think it is, listen to some of these numbers out west of us in the plains and in Minnesota. Hibbing, Minnesota, a record low this morning, John, 19 below zero. Duluth, 13 below. Minneapolis, 5 below. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 9 below. Sioux City, Iowa, 10 below. And Sisseton, South Dakota, was 16 below. So, you know, we're sharing the misery with our friends out west and northwest of us.
Wow. How about Alaska? What's going on there?
Isn't that interesting, John?
Yeah.
You know that just yesterday or the day before, Anchorage, Alaska, which, you know, the normal high in Anchorage is typically in the mid-20s.
Right.
Would you believe it, John? They were 42 degrees. And here's an interesting stat.
Yeah.
We are at 12.3 inches now of snow for the season. You know, that factors in the snow that we had in mid-November, the snowstorm we had last weekend, and then, you know, we've had a couple of little piddly snows here earlier this week, including yesterday. But we're at 12.3 inches for the season. Anchorage, Alaska is at 12.1. We've had more snow in Chicago so far this season than Anchorage, Alaska, and they typically would have had, you know, close to 25 to 30 inches by now.
We're upside down.
We're upside down. Everything's upside down. And it's interesting because, you know, typically, John, when you see, you know, it warm in parts of Alaska, and it's not the case in the entire state. I shouldn't make it, you know, sound like Alaska's broiling right now, because if you go into the Arctic regions, which have no daylight, it's very cold up there, and there's, you know, there's quite a bit of snow on the ground. But at least in interior Alaska, in Anchorage, for example, they've been fairly mild. And what's typical is when they're mild, we're cold, because, you know, the jet stream, which steering winds, which you know, run our weather patterns here across the country and the world for that matter. There's a ridge that develops out west and across the western U.S. and that extends, you know, typically into Alaska. And when the ridge, develops up there, the jet stream buckles over the central United States and eastern U.S. and that forces the cold air southward. And that's what we've been seeing so far here. And you know, there's little sign that this is going to break in any big way, at least as far out as I can see it, John. So this is quite a change from what we've seen in some recent years around here.
So what immediately is going to be hitting us in the face then?
Well, you know, we have another cold night ahead tonight. You know, the skies are clear. You know, if you haven't noticed it, John, I should add real quickly before I get into the forecast is that we have our final supermoon of the season. It's the third and final supermoon known as the cold supermoon. And it rose about 5:15 this evening. It will set tomorrow morning. So if you get a chance to go outside and you feel like braving the elements, check it out, because this is, you know, again, it brings the closing chapter of this year's rare supermoon trilogy. It will rise, you know, rises noticeably brighter and higher than usual, thanks to a powerful phenomenon known as the major lunar standstill. This 18.6 year cycle, John, it dramatically increases the moon's maximum altitude in the sky, and it's a configuration that we typically only see, you know, once again over every 18 years. We won't see it again till 2042. So that's interesting. But so if you're interested in that kind of thing, you definitely want to go outside and check it out. But another very cold night ahead. Some of the outlying areas may dip close to or just below zero. And then we'll start to see temperatures rise a little bit as we move towards morning as some clouds increase overnight, John. But tomorrow, well, instead of a 21-degree high, we'll have a bona fide heat wave, John. We're looking at a high of about 20, 26, 27, so that'll feel great, right?
No.
But, yeah, and you know, wind chills tomorrow morning could be as low as 10 to 15 below zero, so definitely bundle up. But with that warm-up comes the next chance of some light snow tomorrow evening. We've got these series of disturbances. You know, we're stuck in this cold pattern, John, and interestingly, it's these little, what they're called, Alberta Clipper systems. And the reason they're called Alberta Clipper systems is because they typically originate up in the western provinces of Canada, and they ride along this northwesterly jet stream right into the Midwest and Great Lakes. And the good thing about it is that they're fairly moisture-starved. You know, this isn't like the system we had last weekend. So they don't bring heavy amounts of snow, but they do bring these snows at regular intervals every day and a half or so, or maybe every 2 days. So you got to keep the snow brush handy. You keep the snow shovel handy. And so I don't expect much tomorrow night. That should be just more like a dusting. But the next system arrives. One of these Alberta Clippers arrives late Saturday night into Sunday morning, and that could give us a couple of inches of snow. Then there's another one that arrives Monday night and another one on Wednesday. So I'm just full of all kinds of good news here.
It's a very busy weather.
It is very busy. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, we've had, as I mentioned, we've had 12.3 inches of snow so far this season already. It's conceivable by the time you and I talk later next week, mm-hmm. we could reach what we saw all of last season. The snow total all last season, John, was 17.6 inches. It is not out of the question that we exceed that number or get awfully close to it by the time we get to the middle of December, and we're not even, you know, at the start of astronomical winter yet. So this is really, we are really off to a rapid start. There's no question in terms of both the cold and snow department.
Is this going to have a lasting effect, or will things improve? I know you said it's going to get a little warmer being like in the mid-20s, but are we going to have this?
You know,
are we going to have this for a while?
We are, and I mean, you know, you figure we've got a solid snowpack on the ground. Most of the area has between, say, 5 and 7 inches right now on the ground, and, you know, we get a couple of these little disturbances to add to that. Again, it's not going anywhere. We don't have any significant thaws. Mm-hmm. you know, where we're talking about 40, 45 degrees, where you might be able to, you know, melt some of the snowpack, that's not coming anytime soon. So the fact is, if, you know, the snowpack is going to hold, and, you know, for those that, you know, plow snow for a living, I know that they've had some frustratingly low snow seasons in recent winters. So they're certainly busy because we're going to be, you know, dealing with this active pattern for at least the next week to 10 days before maybe we start to see a little moderation. But again, we're talking, you know, the best I can offer right now, the middle of next week, we get into the mid-30s, John, which is still below normal. We should be close to 40, and by that point, we'll drop into the upper 30s for normal highs. So each of the next 7 days continues to be below normal, a trend that started about a week ago. And again, there's no sign that's going to break with any great measure anytime soon. And, you know, looking ahead, it's hard to believe that Christmas is 3 weeks from today. If I were a betting man, I would say there's a very high probability that this year is going to have a white Christmas, just because I don't see any real break in this cold pattern. If it's out there, it's not showing up on any of our long range computer models that we look at. And, you know, it's going to take a lot to get rid of the snowpack between now and then, especially considering we're going to add to it here in the next week to 10 days. So winter is here and showing little signs of letting up, whether we like it or not.
Well, I like the idea of, you know, a white Christmas. I mean,
sure.
Everybody, I mean, that's where the phrase comes from. And but it's amazing that it's not as prevalent now. You know, it doesn't happen
right.
Every year. So
no. And interestingly, yeah. I think it's been a perception in some folks, John, that they feel that it's a fairly common occurrence around here.
Right.
But the fact is that it's not. You know, the average, if you look at the full term of records, the percentage of years that have had a white Christmas here are something like 42%. So it's less than half. And we certainly haven't seen it in the last few years. But, you know, what defines a white Christmas is 1 inch or more of snow on the ground at 6 o'clock in the morning on Christmas. And I have every reason to believe, from what I'm seeing right now, barring a major change in this weather pattern that, you know, that again, we're not seeing yet. I don't see any sign that that's going to anything's going to interrupt that, you know, chance of a white Christmas here.
Well, I hope we do have that white Christmas, and of course we're gonna talk a few times before that.
Always, oh, we are, yes.
Always great to have you on, Bill. Thanks for being with us,
John. It's always a pleasure, and everybody stay warm out there, and you take care. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bill Snyder. You know, everybody tunes in, man.